here at Croswell Lexington High School for high school boys basketball action, our game of the week. Happy to be here. I'm Eddie Feary. And tonight's it's a Blue Water Area Conference matchup with the Croswell Lexington Pioneers hosting the Emily City Spartans. A big rivalry between these two teams. Croswell Lexington in the last 3 years alone have been champions of the Blue Water Area Conference. We'll talk about both these teams as they head in. Right now, we still have the junior varsity game still underway as we speak. 4:45 left in that game. And it is Croswell Lexington JV boys leading the Emily City JV Spartan team 54-33 in this game right now. Talk about a little info on both these teams tonight for the varsity game that we will have coming up right after the end of this game tonight. You can watch this on video if you have the MHSAA video package. But you can listen on the radio right now, 92.5 FM WBGV. I'm Eddie Feary. As we check in right now, overall conference in the Blue Water Area Conference, Richmond is 7-0 overall. They had to cancel a couple games a couple weeks ago due to the school closing, an unfortunate, I guess you could say, an incident. You have to look up the media reports on that. Croswell Lexington themselves is 7-2 overall. They are 3-0 in league play. Richmond is 2-0 so far, as well as Emily City. Emily City is 4-4 overall. The two losses by Croswell Lexington, they schedule some pretty tough teams during the season. So there's a three-way tie right now in the Blue Water Area Conference for boys basketball. Armada is 2-1. 1-2 is Yale. They suffered losses to Emily City this past week, and also Croswell Lexington. North Branch is 1-2. Elmont 0-3. And Algonac 0-3 in league play. Overall, 7-2 is the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. 7-0 is Richmond. Emily City 4-4. 6-3 is the Armada Tigers. Yale Bulldogs at 6-2. Two of their losses are league losses. North Branch 2-4, Elmont 3-5, and Algonac 2-5 overall. Let's talk about what the Emily City Spartans have done so far. When we come back after a quick break, I want to thank all our sponsors for presenting this live broadcast on WBGV 92.5 FM. When we come back, we'll talk about the Emily City Spartans and what they've done record-wise and go through some of the games they have played also, along with the Croswell Lexington Pioneers and what they've done throughout the season, who they have beaten, who they've challenged so far through this season, almost midway point of this season. Some teams are playing 22 games or 20 games. Usually in the last several years, it's been like 20 games per season, but this year, you can add two more. So some teams have elected to do that if they can fill it in. So we'll talk about the Emily City Spartans when we come back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and also streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Check out our Twitter and our Facebook page where you can find the direct links if you want to hear it streaming-wise also. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, Sand Lake Broadcasting Sports, high school boys basketball action. It's the Croswell Lexington Pioneers hosting the Emily City Spartans. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Broadcasting live here from Croswell Lexington High School. JV game right now. It is Croswell Lexington JV team leading 63-39 against the Emily City Spartans JV team. Take a look what the Emily City Spartans have done. They started off the season with a loss at E-Course back on December 6th. That was a 91-57 loss. Two straight wins, though, during the early December. They defeated Deckerville 74-37. And got a buzzer beater at the Harry C. Moore tournament on December 10th. That was Emily City with the last second shot winning at the buzzer 53-51. Then Emily City 2 days later lost to Detroit Douglas on the road 57-65 loss, but taking on that competition 4 days later on December 16th. They met up against Almont in their first league game and got the win by 2 points, 49-47. Two straight losses afterwards on December 20th and the 27th for Emily City. They lost to New Haven, 65-30. New Haven's on a different planet basketball-wise. Lost to Detroit Old Redford, 44-57. Game against Richmond was not played due to Richmond canceling school due to an incident there. And then 3 days ago, they defeated Yale on their home court. That's Emily City hosting Yale with a win, 53-43. And here they are against the Crosby Lexington Pioneers. First meeting this season, 4-4 overall, are the Emily City Spartans. Talk about what they did just recently in the last game for Emily City. The win over the Yale Bulldogs. Xander Nash had a game-high 17 points for the Emily City Spartans, who improved to 4-4 in that season. The win right now, the Crosby-Lexington Pioneers JV team wins 65-42. That's 65-42. The win for the JV team of Crosby-Lexington over Emily City, 65-42, your final score. So back to that game of Emily City this past week with a win over Yale. Greg Polizic had 13 points. J.D. Trout finished with 8 points for Emily City in that last game. Another game for Emily City, losing to Detroit Old Redford earlier in the season at the 27th annual Motor City Roundball Classic. In that game, Detroit Old Redford just outscored Emily City 19-15 the rest of the way, winning 57-44. Greg Polizic again, 11 points. Bo Hund and Xander Nash had 10 points, along with Bo Hund, led Emily City with those double-digit points. Matt Evans had 9 points. J.D. Trout, 4 points, contributing to that win. In their loss to New Haven, they still put up some points, but, man, New Haven really ran away. Rockets had a 51-28 lead and outscored 14-2, 65-30 victory. J.D. Trout put up Emily City's best numbers. He finished with 10 points and 14 rebounds. They're going to need that here tonight. Emily City, other players hitting the points. Bo Hund with 9 points in that game. Xander Nash had 8 points. Bo Hund making a layup with 1.2 seconds left, and Matt Evans intercepted the inbounds pass in another game as Emily City got a 49-47 triumph against Almont in a league game. In that game, Bo Hund, 13 points. J.D. Trout, 12 points. Those are two tough players that Crosby-Lexington is going to really have to put a stamp on. Also, Xander Nash had 10 points in that game. Andrew Zeznik and Will Kiesler, 4 points each in that game. Greg Polizic seems to be the guy that the Pioneer is going to have to focus on because the buzzer beater against Sandusky, he drained a triple off the glass as time expired, helping Emily City win a dramatic 53-51 win against Sandusky early this summer in a championship game of the Harry Seymour Tournament at KPEC High School. For Emily City, Xander Nash had 20 points in that game. Bo Hund had 19, including three threes. Spartans also had Caleb Debaki. Polizic had 5 points in that game. They did a good job on defense on them also. This is some of the games I have from Emily City. Kind of a quick review on what they've done throughout the season. When we come back, we'll talk about the Crosby-Lexington Pioneers, who they played, who they beaten, and on some points also, as they are on a quest to win another Blue Water Area Conference Championship themselves. But they got to go through this BWAC, but I think a little bit tougher. But Crosby-Lexington starting to really come into her own here, as Coach Lance Campbell said earlier on the season. I don't know if we figure who we are yet, because this is kind of like almost a whole new group, other than the fact that Trey Kalakovich has been on this team the last 3-4 years. So when we come back, we'll talk about that. WBGV 92.5 FM. It's high school basketball action. I'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Broadcasting live here on WBGV 92.5 FM, Eddie Fury View. We'll talk about the Crosby Lexington Pioneers and what they've done so far throughout the season. They started off with a win over Marysville, a 59-8 win, way back in December 6th. Second game, they had a loss. Grosse Pointe North, tough team though. Lost by 1 point, 53-54. Got bounced back with a win over Detroit University Prep, 63-55. Had a league game on December 15th against Armada on the road. It took overtime, 54-51, but they got the win. They followed it up with a loss 2 days later to Port Huron Northern, 56-60 for Croswell. And then four straight wins from then on. On December 21st, a win over Port Huron, 74-49. The win over Michigan Center, 55-44. On the road at Yale last week with a big league win, 67-52. And this past week, on the 10th, a 62-39 commanding win over the Elmont Raiders for Croswell Lexington, 7-2 overall. They got quite a little bit of a gauntlet. They got Emily City tonight. They'll have Richmond, still undefeated. They have a game tonight also. And then they'll have North Branch Armada and then repeat their league schedule with a couple of other non-conference games on the schedule also for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. The last game they had against over Elmont on the 10th, four straight victories for the Pioneers. Zach Kretsch, game-high 19 points for Croswell Lexington. Trey Kolakovich, who's been on this team as a point guard, has really come into play. One of the main key players for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. He had 16 points. Donovan McDonald had 6 points also for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers against Elmont with that win. And then their game against Yale, that was a big win, 67-52 win. Croslex had a 22-11 lead after the first quarter, but a 16-14 run in the second quarter for Yale cut the halftime lead to 7 points, 34-27. But Croswell Lexington added more horses to the wagon and blazed through with a 23-10 run, putting the game out of reach. Trey Kolakovich, a huge night for Pioneers against Yale game. 24 points. He had 16 in that first half, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and 3 blocks. This kid does it all on the floor. Mitchell Geiger for Croswell had a season-high 18 points against Yale. 3 threes, also added 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. Donovan McDonald scored 9 points, and Zach Kretsch had 8 points for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Got to make a shout-out to Jackson Kohler, a freshman for Yale. He had 14 points in that game, and man, a freshman right now. Was also the son of the head coach, Garnett Kohler at Yale. Croswell Lexington also against the win over Michigan Center, 55-44. In that game, Zach Kretsch, game-high 20 points, 3 threes, 4-for-4 shooting performance from the free throw line. Also, all the important that could come to key tonight, depending on how many fouls both these teams commit against each other. Big rivalry. Trey Kolakovich had 12 points in that game. Donovan McDonald, 8 points. Jamie Krampitz scored 6 in that win. Port Huron Northern defeating Croswell Lexington earlier in the season, 60-56, just a 4-point loss. Trey Kolakovich had 23 points in that game, so they couldn't contain him. That's a key. You've got to contain. And this kid, Trey Kolakovich. Zach Kretsch in the last game over Armada, overtime conference opener for both teams. Pioneers have won the last 3 Blue Water Area Conference Championships. And they started off to open up the conference 40-1 in conference play so far also. That one loss was a forfeiture due to a positive COVID-19 test back in 2021, and that's up for debate. Zach Kretsch had a game-high 19 points for the Pioneers in that win in overtime over Armada. And then their first game of the season against Marysville, 59-8 win. Donovan McDonald led the way with 13 points. Trey Kolakovich had 10 points in that win over Marysville. Well, that's our information on the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Following this game, they'll have Richmond on the 19th, 6 days later from tonight. And then North Branch also will come up, followed by Armada, Yale, Algonac, Emily City, New Baltimore, Anchor Bay, Richmond, Elmont, North Branch, and end the season with Algonac. For Emily City, after this game tonight, they'll have North Branch. They'll take on Oxford. Non-conference game, some competition for them. And then they'll have Algonac, Elmont, Richmond, Armada. And then Croswell, Lexington again. Both these teams will meet again at Emily City on February 10th. Quite a gauntlet there for Emily City. And they'll finish out the rest of February with Flint Southwestern, North Branch, Richmond, and then at Yale and at Algonac. And then in the season, what could decide a league title, depending on what happens here tonight in the rest of the season, against Armada that end their schedule for this season. Other games going on in the BWAC. We have Richmond versus Elmont tonight. North Branch is against Armada, and Algonac at Yale tonight in the Blue Water Area Conference. That's some information on what we have on both these teams. Emily City here at Croswell Lexington High School against the Pioneers. When we come back here in about 3 minutes, we'll tip it off between these two teams. High school basketball action here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. I'm Eddie Feary. I'll be right back for game action. All right, we'll get ready here for the national anthem.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Prospect High School for tonight's boys basketball contest between the visiting Emily City Spartans and your Prospect Pioneers. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand and remove your hats as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem, performed tonight by the Croswell Lexington Pep Band.
All right, they'll get ready here for starting lineups.
Now, let's see the teams for tonight's contest.
Game will.
For Emerald City, the senior number 2, Greg Palazic.
That is number 2 for Emily City, Greg Palazic. Trey Kalakovich, number 1 for Croswell Lexington. Getting a big hug there from the opposing coach, Don Gothier. Number 5, the other starter, Bo Hund. Number 2, Mitchell Geiger for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. A sophomore for Emily City coming up. Young team here. Number 11, Drew Hosterman. Actually, I think he's a senior, so. Number 3, Zach Kretsch, the senior for Croswell Lexington, your other starter. Number 23 for Emily City, J.D. Trout. Number 4, Donovan McDonald. And by the way, these numbers are going 1, 2, 3, 4. Will we have 5? But first, Emily City's number 24, Xander Nash, your other starter for Emily City. No, it's not Drew. It's not Brandon So, who's number 5. It's number 12, Trevor So.
Your referees for tonight, Phil Jensen, Jerry McPhail, and Jordan Fanning.
All right. So we get ready here for tip-off. Center court here at Croswell Lexington High School. Number 4 at center court for Croswell, Donovan McDonald, up against number 23, J.D. Trout, for the jump ball in the middle of the court. It'll be picked up and won by Emily City, number 5, Bo Hun, with the dribble. They are moving from right to left on your radio dial. Pass off to number 2 around the perimeter, Greg Palazic. Palazic will go down the left lane, will hold up. Pass off to the left wing to number 24 to the high post. That was Xander Nash. Back to Nash for number 11, Matt Evans. A pass trying to post up in the right, little block to number 5, but stolen away by Croswell Lexington, number 2, Mitchell Geiger. Geiger, one-handed pass back to top to Trey Kolakovich down the right lane. Pushes it out to the right corner. Back to Kolakovich at the right wing. Going around the perimeter to the right corner. Bounce pass inside to the right, little block. Posting up, spin around, jumper for 2. No good by number 3, Zach Kretsch. And rebound, Emily City. Gets bumped from behind as number 12 ran right over him, Trevor Soule. But Emily City, no whistle was called. Just an incident there. Incidental contact. Pick is set, going to the middle of the paint, number 24. But he'll pass it out to the left corner for 3. No good, gives the top of the backboard. And goes out of bounds. The shot attempted by number 5, Bo Hund, the senior. Croswell Lexington ball. Inbounds pass. They are moving from left to right on your radio dial. The number 3 trying to pitch it in. Stolen away from Emily City. Palazic has it. As that pass was stolen away by Emily City, trying to get it into the right low block. Number 24 of it, Xander Nash. Now Xander Nash trying to post up. He is double teamed at the left low block. Gets the pass off to the left corner. The number 23, J.D. Trout, back to number 11, Matt Evans. Back to number 24. Loose ball picked up and stolen away by Croswell. Fast break play. Number 12 for the two-point shot. Good. Trevor Soule for the 2 points. 2-0. Croswell Lexington leads. 6:05 to go here in the first quarter. Emily City ball up top to number 5, Bo Hund. Pass off to the right wing to number 24, Xander Nash. He'll spin around and pass it out for a 3-point shot for 3. Sinks it. Number 11 for the 3-point shot. That was Matt Evans for 3. Emily City takes the lead 3-2 with 5:35 to go, and they'll get a steal. Fast break play all by himself to lay it up for 2. Number 5 down the right lane to the right side of the glass. That was Bo Hund with a shot for 2. They take a 5-2 lead with 5:17 to go. Shot for 2 from Kolakovich. Whistle was called on trying to get the rebound. And the foul will be on Emily City. Number 23 will pick that up, J.D. Trout. That's his first foul, the first foul of the game, going around the perimeter. Trevor Soule has it off to Kolakovich, left wing, deep. Goes for 3, left corner for 3. No. And picked up for the rebound is Emily City. Stolen, almost stolen away by Croswell, but Emily City gets it back. Number 2 went for that 3-point attempt, Mitchell Geiger. That was a miss. Rebound by Emily City. And they have possession. They lead 5-2 by 3. 4:35 to go here in the first quarter. Top of the point, number 11, Matt Evans. Pass off to number 2, Greg Palazic. He'll go around to the right corner. Stolen away, reach in. Fast break play, one-on-one. Can he make the shot? Trevor Soule for 2, no good. He had a defender racing down with him. Ball goes out of bounds and will stay in possession. Last touch by Emily City. Croswell Lexington ball underneath their own basket from the baseline. It's like the right side of the glass if you're facing the hoop. Inbounds pass to number 3, Zach Kretsch. Pass off to the left side to Mitchell Geiger. Geiger handed off to Kolakovich, a long range 3. hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by number 24, Xander Nass for Emily City. They lead 5-2, coming down to 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Number 11, Matt Evans, a handoff to number 5, Bo Hund. Hund goes to the paint, has an opening, lays it up for two on the right side. Around number 4, Donovan McDonald. And that's 4 points for Hund, and make it 7-2 with the lead. Emily City, layup shot good for number 2. Mitchell Geiger gets on the board to make it 7-4. 3:33 to go here. Emily City ball. They lead by 3, 7-4 in the first quarter. 3:25 to go. We have a whistle called and a foul on number 1, Trey Kalakovich. That will be his first foul, first team foul also. Inbounds pass, number 3. Not going to get him, Zach Kretsch. Long shot for 3, no good. Number 11 actually came in, Drew Hosterman. Emily City gets the right ball right back from Crosby Lexington. And a shot for 2 for number 5. He is fouled. And that foul will be in Crosby Lexington. Second foul on number 1. Trey Kalakovich, his second foul. He'll be taken out here. Number 20 looks like he'll be coming in. First free throw attempt for number 5. No good. Bo Hund. Missed free throw there. 3:12 to go. 7-4. Second free throw attempt is good. Make that 8-4 now. Emily City with the lead. Crosby Lexington feeling the full court pressure by Emily City. Fast break on the left side for the layup for 2. No good by number 4. Donovan McDonald, but saved from going out of bounds by Crosby Lexington. Taking a shot for 2. Shot is waved off as it was a travel call. He went up and down. Number 11. Coach Campbell not happy with that play. Drew Hosterman getting called for the travel. And Coach Don Gothier, longtime coach for Emily City, almost thought that it was going to go to Croswell's ball, but it wasn't. Emily City ball, number 5, with a dribble, Bo Hund. And a foul, apparently, charging foul, leaning in with a shoulder, was number 5. Coach Gothier not happy with that. That's the second foul for Emily City. Actually, that foul away from the ball, that's number 23. J.D. Trout got called for that. That's his first foul, according to that board. I think they have 2, but we'll see. Almost losing it, and it is a loose ball. Emily City will pick it up, but a reach-in foul on Emily City. It'll be number 11 getting called for the foul, Matt Evans. That's the third foul for Emily City. It'll be inbounds pass from the right sideline for Croswell Lexington on their side of the court. 2:36 to go, 8-4. Emily City with the lead against Croswell Lexington. Pass over to left corner for 3. Hits it back of the glass, in for 3 for number 2. Mitchell Geiger gets on the board for 3, making it 8-7. Emily City hanging on to the lead. 2:16 to go. Emily City ball, number 24 with the dribble. Xander Nash will go over to the right wing. Pass up top to number 5, Bo Hund. Bo Hund to the high post, to the left corner for 3, number 11. Hits the back of the rim, rebound grabbed by Palazic. He gets it, trying to get the reverse layup for 2. He can't get it. That was Bo Hund after the 3-point shot missed by Matt Evans, and it'll be Crosby Lexington ball. 8-7. Emily City has led throughout this whole first quarter so far. And a jumper for 2 hits the rim, no good. Grab it and rebound, Crosby Lexington offensively. Double team at the left lane. Open shot for 3 for number 3. Good. 3-point shot for number 3. Zach Kretsch gets on the board. And they take the lead 10-8. The 3-point shot at the 1:25 mark. Croswell Lexington. Ten to eight. Emily City takes a shot for three. That will go. Attempt by number 21, Caleb Dubaki. That's a miss for three. Let's see, last touch by Croswell Lexington. This will be Emily City ball underneath their own glass. The right side of the glass. Inbounds pass. Loses the ball, and who has it? Loose ball still. Picked up by Emily City, number 11, with the ball. 1-0. Make that a minute left here in the first quarter. Down the right lane. Pass off to number 5. Back to the high post. Right down the right lane to the right corner to number 11. It's Matt Evans, a pass up top to number 2, Greg Palazic. Palazic will hand it off to number 5. Bo Hahn down the right lane. Back over to number 11. Croswell Lexington doing a good job on the defense and stolen away by Croswell. Lay it up for number 11. A pass for number 2. Whistle was called. And the officials are not happy. 10-8, turnover, 33.8 seconds will be Emily City ball. Our shot is called off. And it was a travel called on Croswell on the ensuing break there. 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Croswell Lexington 10-8 with a three-point shot by Crutch. 10-8 to take the lead. Emily City trying to take it right back or tie it up. Emily City with the ball. Pass out to the left corner. Now into the left elbow. Down the left lane, spinning around is Nash, but Paul is stolen away. Fast break play. Here comes Kretsch, number 3, the left side of the glass. He will miss that shot. Last touch by Emily City. And no, they're going to say Croswell Lexington touched it. That was number 20, James Krampitz. As Kolakovich is sitting down because of the two fouls so far. 4.7 seconds left here in the first quarter. 10-8, Croswell Lexington with the lead. Pass over to Emily City, down to 2 seconds. 1 second, last second shot for three, and that's the end of the first quarter, 10-8. Croswell leading 10-8, we'll be right back. Welcome back here, started the second quarter. Emily City down 10-8. Croswell Lexington opens up with a shot for three attempt, no good from the left corner by Kretsch. Rebound, Emily City, number 3, Will Kiesler in the game. Number 5, Bo Hahn with it now. Inside the left wing, he'll hold up, double team. Pass off to number 10, Tyler Preece in the game now in the second quarter. Long shot for three, missed by number 24, right wing, Xander Nash. Loose ball picked up by number 21, Caleb Dubaki for the 2 points for Emily City. And they tie it up. 10-10 at the 7:20 mark. Whistle was called, be a foul on Emily City. That's the third foul. Make that the fourth foul. Number 21, who just made the shot for Emily City. 10-10 is your score. All tied up in the second quarter. Coming down to 7:10 to go. Croswell Lexington with the ball. Crutch with it. Back up top to number 4. To the point. Donovan McDonald trying to pulse up right corner. Number 2, Mitchell Geiger. He'll post up. Double team, though, at the post. Loose ball picked up by Emily City. Number 5, Bo Hahn with the dribble. Down the right lane will hold up to the right corner to number 3 in the game. Will Kiesler, long shot for 3. Number 21 from the right wing, no good. Caleb Dubaki and rebound. Croswell Lexington, number 3. Zach Kretsch with it at the left. Over to the right side, right lane to number 11, Drew Hosterman. Geiger with it. Tries to post up to number 4, Donovan McDonald. The whistle was called. And it'll be on Emily City, number 24, it looks like. That's the 15th foul for Emily City. 10-10, all tied up, 6:34 to go. Inbounds pass from the baseline, right side of the glass for Croswell. To Kretsch, over to number 11, Hosterman, to number 12 in the game. Trevor So, long shot for 2. From the left wing, number 3, Zach Kretsch makes it 12-10. Croswell Lexington with the lead. 6:15 to go here. And a turnover by Emily City. It'll be Croswell Lexington ball just like that. couple substitutions coming in. Number two, Greg Polozic, and number 11, Matt Evans in for number three, Will Kiesler in. Number 10, who was in the game, Tyler Pries. Inbounds pass. Trey Klakovich still not in the game. Number 11 came out. Hosterman in as number 20, James Krampitz. Mitchell Geiger on the floor, and Zach Kretsch, along with number four, Donovan McDonald for Croswell. They have possession. Trying to post up. Posting up for two, good. Nice pass from the right wing to number four for the two. Donovan McDonald, and a timeout called by Emily City. It's 14-10. Croswell Lexington, 5:53 to go here in the first half. And welcome back. Coming out of the timeout, 14-10. Emily City calling that timeout. They have possession. It's 14-10. Croswell Lexington with the lead against Emily City here at Croswell Lexington High School. 5:40 to go here in the first half. Over to the right corner, number 11, Matt Evans. Bounce pass to the high post, double team at the top on number 5, Bo Hahn. He'll pass it off to number 2, Greg Polozic. And going up with a loose, mishandled shot for two and off balance, but he was fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. Number 11, Matt Evans, will go to the free throw line. He'll go for two. This is a second trip for Emily City on the free throw line. First shot up, and that one is a miss for number 11, Matt Evans. 5:29, 14-10. I think free throws will be key here. Second free throw pops out. Rebound picked up by Croswell Lexington. Zach Kretsch with it left side of the floor to the left corner. To number 2, Mitchell Geiger. Back over to Kretsch, left side. Trey Klakovich still not in this game. And pulled out early in the first quarter after coming up with two fouls. Left corner. Posting up number 2 to the left block. Double team, but he'll pass it off. But he'll get back his own rebound after the first miss. Another rebound by number 4, Donovan McDonald. We'll have a whistle called, and it'll be on Croswell Lexington. It'll be it looks like it just went out of bounds, so no foul called. Emily City ball, 14-10. Croswell Lexington leading, with 4:50 to go here in the first half. Spin move by Xander Nash in the middle of the paint. Taken away by Croswell Lexington. Mishandled on the dribble by number 12, Trevor Soll. And a timeout call by coach Lance Campbell of Croswell. 4:42 to go, 14-10. Croswell leading in the second quarter. Welcome back. 14-10 is your score. Croswell Lexington leading by 4. Timeout called by Croswell Lexington. Lance Campbell was not happy with some of the play here after the turnover by Croswell. Inbounds pass, no pressure on Emily City. They come down with a dribble. Number 11 to the right side of the floor. Matt Evans, he'll move to the left side now, left wing. Up top to number 5, Bo Hahn to Polozic. Now over to Xander Nash in the middle of the paint trying to spin move, but he's triple teamed and blocked by number 4. Donovan McDonald, and Croswell Lexington will pick it up with a steal. Block. 4:18 to go here, 14-10. Croswell Lexington leading. Trevor Sowovit to the left corner. Mitchell Geiger back to Kretsch at the top of the point. NBA range, 3. Pick trying to be attempted by Donovan McDonald. Emily City not biting. Trevor Sowovit, he's the one that turned the ball over, by the way. And he shot for 3, number 3, good. Mitchell Geiger put that pass to Zach Kretsch, and he sinks it for 3. It's a 17-10 lead. This is one of the largest leads of the game. With 3:45 to go. Kretsch with that 3. Sinks it in from the left corner. Emily City with possession. They're down 17-10. Hand off to Matt Evans. Matt Evans stuck at the left elbow. He'll pass it off. Back to Evans again from Bo Hahn, who tried to go post up left side. No dice, almost losing the ball. Emily City will save it right back. 3:15 to go, 17-10. Number 5, Bo Hahn, still being trapped. at the left low block. Shot for three, open look. Hits the back of the glass, no good. Saving it, Palauzic, he'll just throw it up, and he'll draw the foul after going for two from the left side of the glass. He just kind of just tossed it up and hoped to draw the foul, and he did. 3:04 to go, 17-10. That's the fourth foul for Croswell, and the first for number 20. James Krampitz, free throw line number two. First free throw good. Greg Palauzic gets the first free throw, second free throw attempt, ending that scoring drought for Emily City. Second free throw good, 17-12, 3:04 to go. Palauzic getting that second free throw. Croswell Lexington gets quickly to their side of the court. Three-point shot, but number 20 hits the back of the rim, left corner, no good. James Krampitz, whistle was called. And the foul will be on Emily City. That's the sixth team foul for Emily City. The second foul for number 11. That is Matt Evans getting that foul. Left lane shot, one-hander, no good. Rebound attempt by Croswell Lexington. Underneath was number four, Donovan McDonald, after the shot attempt by number two, Mitchell Geiger, down the left lane. And on the rebound, number four, Donovan McDonald draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line as he tried to go for a shot also, but actually that's the seventh foul on Emily City. So they'll go to the free throw line for the 1-1 if they can get this bonus. And number 21 getting the foul for Emily City, Caleb Nabaki. First free throw is good, 18-12. For number four, making that free throw, 18-12, 6-point lead. 2:47 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw attempt here for number four, Donovan McDonald, and he misses that one, back of the rim. But Croswell Lexington gets back their own rebound. Back to McDonald, to number 20 for a three-point shot. He sinks it from the left corner, number 20, James Krampitz. For three, 2:36 to go here. 21-12, the largest lead of the game by far now for Croswell. Loses the ball, goes out of bounds. But actually, he was fouled. Okay, they're going to say he was fouled. Croswell Lexington committing the foul, thinking that they might have gotten that ball as it went out of bounds. But it will be Emily City ball. Coming out to number 20, he gets a second foul. But he made that big three. That's James Krampitz, the junior. Inbounds pass from the right sideline. He's got to get it in before the five-second call and just gets it in time. The number 24, Xander Nash. Xander Nash goes to the left elbow. Shot for three for number five. He hits the rim, no good, in the miss by Bo Hun. Rebound number 22 in the game, Landon Butler. He'll swing it over to number 11, Drew Hosterman. Hosterman will dribble. Bounce pass to number three, Zach Kretz. To the left side of the floor, he'll go to the high point. Being defended man-to-man wise by Bo Hun of Emily City. 21-12, under two to go here. Shot for two, he'll draw the foul. No good with the shot, but Zach Kretsch draws a foul. He'll go to the line. That's eight team fouls. That's eight for Emily City. That's first foul for number five, Bo Hun. Going to the line is number three, Zach Kretsch, and that one will go in. Making it 22-12, a 10-point lead now for Croswell Lexington. 1:57 to go here. And the first half, second quarter. Second free throw good by Zach Kretsch, 23-17. Full court pressure applied by Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Emily City crosses the timeline. Coming from behind to steal it from Xander Nash was number two, Mitchell Geiger. Geiger going for two. Right low block around his defender for two. 25-17. Timeout called. 1:39 to go. Croswell Lexington leading by 25-17. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, 25-12. A whistle was called on Croswell Lexington on the inbounds full court pressure pass, or full court pressure. defense by Crosby Lexington on Emily City. Whistles called. That's the sixth team foul for the sixth foul for Crosby Lexington. Long pass from the right sideline to the left side of the floor on the inbounds pass by number three, Will Kiesler. A minute and a half to go here. He gets across the timeline. Right corner to Palauzic. 25-12, Crosby Lexington with the lead. And stepping on the baseline out of bounds underneath was Palauzic on that pass to number 23 in the paint, J.D. Trouts. And a turnover by Emily City. 25-12 is your score. Crosby Lexington leading with 1:18 left in the first half. Number three, Zach Kretsch with the dribble. He'll go to the top of the point. He has to get the ball off, and he does. And number 22 in, saves it from going over and back on an off-balance pass. Landon Butler saves it to number 11, to Drew Hosterman. Under a minute to go here. Taken away by Emily City. They'll fight for the possession, and Crosby Lexington gets it back. Mitchell Geiger will pick it up. Down to the right wing. Down to 50 seconds to go here. Look away pass to the right corner for three. Number 20 through. Landon Butler with a miss. And he'll get back his own pass. Posting up for two. No good by Crosby Lexington. There'll be a foul in Emily City fighting for the rebound. I think it actually will be on Crosby Lexington fighting for the rebound of the push off. That'll be seven fouls on Crosby Lexington. And he'll go for the 1-1 to the free throw line. We'll be right back. Missed free throw by number five, Brandon So. Rebound, Crosby Lexington. Foul called on Emily City on the ensuing rebound and the run to the side of the floor for Crosby Lexington. Number 11 is fouled. And that's number two committing the foul for Emily City, Greg Palauzic. It's his first and nine team fouls. Nine fouls for Emily City. First free throw, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Emily City will come down with it. Number three, Will Kiesler, down to 25 seconds left here in the first half. Emily City with the ball. 25-12, Crosby Lexington leading. For three, blocked by number 11 for Croswell. Picked up for the rebound defensively after that block. Drew Hosterman, pass over to Zach Kretsch, down to 9 seconds left here in the first half, trying to set up for a last second shot. Pick set for Kretsch. He'll throw the left corner to Geiger. Geiger sets up for the left wing for three. No good. 1 second left. Now in the first half, 25-12, Crosby Lexington at the half. Halftime show coming up. Stat report coming up in the first half also. 25-12, Crosby Lexington leading Emily City by 13 points. You're listening to WBGB 92.5 FM and at SaintLakeBroadcasting.com. Our This Week in High School Sports with the MHSAA is coming up. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Halftime, 25-12. Crosby Lexington leading. Earlier in this game, it was Emily City having control this game. 7-2 early on. And then Crosby Lexington started to chip away. They took the first lead of the game with a three-point shot, 125 to go, 10-8 in that first quarter. And they've held on to this lead throughout the second quarter also. Largest lead right now, 25-12. That's a 13-point lead for Crosby Lexington. I'll do my best here with the halftime stats for Crosby Lexington. Looks like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points for Zach Kretsch in the first half. 8 points for Mitchell Geiger. 3 points for Krampus. He had a 3-point shot, and that was number 22. Let me see, that's number 20, James Krampus. And Trey Kolakovich came out early, had 2 fouls. I'm curious if they're going to bring him back in also. For Emily City, one of your leading scorers here also. 5 points for Bo Hund. 3 points for Matt Evans. 2 points for Caleb Dubaki. 2 points for Greg Palauzic. Palauzic has those 2 points due to free throws. A 3-point shot by Matt Evans, I do believe. That's what I got so far. 8 points scored in the first quarter. Just 4 for Emily City in the second. quite a scoring run here for Crosby Lexington, tearing it up at that 125 mark where they took the lead with a three-point shot, 10-8. So we'll get ready here for second half action on WBGV. It's 25-12 at the half. We'll be back for second half action. Crosby Lexington leading. Three-point shot missed by Crosby. Emily City will take it back after that missed shot. And stolen away by Trey Kalakovich. He'll go for two on the fast break, and he'll get fouled. First point scored for Crosby Lexington, 27-12. 7:25 to go. Trey Kalakovich back in the game after being mostly absent in the first half since the opening minutes. 7:25 to go, 27-12. Kalakovich with that shot for two and the foul. Misses the free throw. Rebound picked up by Crosby Lexington on that loose ball. For three, right corner, number two, Mitchell Geiger. Rebound picked up by Emily City. Bumped from behind but saved by Bo Hund to recover the ball for Emily City. To the right corner, Palauzic for three. He sinks that one. Number two, Greg Palauzic for three, making it 27-15, a three-point shot. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Crosby Lexington leading still. They have possession. Pitching it into Geiger, the left low block from Kretsch. He'll try to post up. Whistle was called. It'll be a foul on Emily City. Number two, Greg Palazic. And that will be his second foul, second team foul for Emily City, opening third quarter. Into Trey Kalakovich. Crosby Lexington moving from right to left in your radio dial. To Geiger inside the right wing. Picked up and stolen away by Emily City. Number 11, Matt Evans. Loose ball, whistle called on Crosby Lexington, and they're not happy with that call up here in the stands, if you can hear. Obviously, they have a better viewpoint than the officials on the floor. And Emily City will all have possession. They could put the zebra stripes on themselves and see if they can call the better game. But three officials here tonight, by the way. Loose ball picked up by Crosby Lexington. Turnover by Emily City, but they'll get it right back on a bad pass. Bo Hund with it. Hun pass to Palauzic for three. Palauzic misses that one. Loose ball. Emily City will have it, I believe. And it'll be a jump ball. I don't think it was a travel. He was moving his body as he had the ball. And the Crosby Lexington player actually had his hands on the ball. So a correction on some of the fans here. Inbounds pass from the baseline for Emily City. They have possession. Knocked away by number 12, Trevor So, and picked up for Crosby Lexington on that steal and block. Geiger over to Kretsch. Kretsch in the left lane. He is bumped, and he'll be fouled by a triple team going down the left lane for a layup to the left side of the glass. 27-15, 5:55 to go here in the third. He'll go to the line as that was a shooting foul. A third foul for Emily City. And the second for number 24, Xander Nash. From the free throw line, good. For Kretsch, gets the first free throw to make it 28-15. Back to a 13-point lead. 5:55 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw, good. 29-15, Crosby Lexington making those free throws. Zach Kretsch, Emily City with possession to the paint. To the left corner for three. No good by number 23, J.D. Trout. Rebound, Crosby Lexington. Left corner, back to the left wing, Trey Kalakovich with the ball. For Crosby Lexington, to Mitchell Geiger from the right wing to the right corner. Loses the ball on the baseline. Zach Kretsch on the dribble. Turnover, and that ball will go in favor for Emily City. Man-to-man defense. For Emily's, for Crosby Lexington on Emily City, defending wise. Double team. And stealing it away, coming racing in from behind. Shot for three for Trey Kalakovich. He sinks that one for three, 32-15. 5:16 to go Kalakovich for three. Emily City with possession. 32-15 is your score. Slowing it down just a bit is Matt Evans. We have a whistle called, a foul in Emily City. We'll be right back. Couple back and forth missed shots here for Emily City and Crosby Lexington. Four in a row misses. And we have a whistle called, and it'll be a foul away from the loose ball, fighting for the rebound. And likely that will be, I do believe, on Croswell Lexington, number 12 committing the foul. Trevor So coming in as number 11. Drew Hosterman, that second foul for Croswell Lexington here in the second half. 32-15, 4:16 to go. Croswell Lexington leading the third quarter. Emily City ball, left side of the glass to throw it in from the baseline underneath your own basket. And the number 24 is Xander Nash. To the left wing, number 11, Matt Evans for Emily City. He'll hand it off to Bo Hund. He'll hold up at the left elbow. To the left wing, to the high post, is Evans. Bounce pass, right side, racing his way to the right low block. He'll miss a shot, was Palauzic, and picking it up for the rebound is number 4, Donovan McDonald for Croswell Lexington with possession. Kalakovic, a pass to the left side. Kretz to pitch it in. To Geiger, right lane for two. Good. 34-15. 3:41 to go. Croswell Lexington with a lead here in the third quarter. Emily City will take a shot against the back of the glass. No good. Last touch by Croswell Lexington trying to save him going out of bounds. Number 24, Xander Nash with that missed shot. Coming in is number 20, James Krampitz for Croswell Lexington. In for number 4, Donovan McDonald. From the baseline, right side of the glass, number 2 to throw it in for Emily City. Greg Palauzic. Palauzic has to get it in, and he does just at the time. To number 5 to lay it up, he'll be fouled to the right side of the glass by number 3. It's a shooting foul, I believe. He'll go to the line. We'll be right back. 3:30 to go. First free throw was good by Bo Hun. Second free throw, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Crosby Lexington. They'll pick it up. 34-16 is your score. 3:20 to go here. Crosby Lexington with possession. Trey Kalakovich with it to the point, to the high post. Takes a shot from the free throw line. Hits the rim, no good. Put back by number 2, no good. That was Mitchell Geiger. Rebound fault. And picked up, a taken right back by Crosby Lexington. Head fake up for 2, no good. He'll go to the free throw line. Trey Kalakovich. We'll be right back. All right, first free throw good by Kalakovich. Second free throw no good. Emily City comes down with it, but then Croswell Lexington gets back the ball. And a three-point shot made by number 20, I do believe it was Krampitz, or number 11 possibly. I missed it. Drew Hosterman making it 38-16 with a three-point shot. 2:47 to go here, and a timeout was called by Emily City. Emily City down 38-16, 2:47 to go here in the third. All right, that was Drew Hosterman, number 11, with that three-point shot before that timeout. 38-16, 2:43 to go here in counting. Emily City ball, long cross-court pass to number 21, Caleb Dubaki, but he has no look for a shot. Xander Nash with it to number 5, Bo Hunt at the top of the point for Emily City. They're down 38-16, 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Croswell Lexington leading here on their home court. Bounce pass left side for 3. Miss by number 21, Caleb Dubaki, but Emily City has their own rebound. Whistle was called. Number 4, Andrew Cizik is fouled. That'll be the fourth foul on Krampitz, apparently. So Krampitz will come out. He has 4 fouls. And 4 fouls on Croswell Lexington. Emily City ball from the baseline. Stolen away by Croswell Lexington. Reaching in with a steal, number 22, Landon Butler races his way in. He'll hand it off to Kalakovich with a shot from the middle of the paint, no good. And rebound, Bo Hund for Emily City. Coming down to under 2 minutes, 38-16. Croswell Lexington with the lead, and an over and back, but will go out of bounds, and it'll be Croswell ball. Turnover Emily City into the backcourt. On their side of the court, that ball went out of bounds on their side of the court, so Croswell Lexington will throw it in here. From the right sideline, Zach Kretsch into Trey Kolakovich. 1:55 to go in the third quarter. 38-16. Number 22 in the game, Landon Butler over to Zach Kretsch for three from the right wing, no good. Trying to get the rebound, hits the legs of Bo Hunt, he'll go out of bounds. In comes number three, Will Kiesler, for number two, Greg Palauzic. And from the baseline, to throw it in underneath their own glass, right side will be number four, Donovan McDonald. Number 23 coming in, J.D. Trout in for Xander Nash, as he looks a little gassed. To the right corner, Trey Kolakovich with the ball. He'll pass it off. He'll get it right back from Kretsch. Left side posting up, number 22 up for two. Shot is waved off, and a foul leaning over the shoulder, apparently, on Croswell Lexington. Five fouls now for each team. 1:33 to go here in the third quarter. Emily City ball. Emily City, Bo Hun with it. To the high post, number 23, J.D. Trout. He'll pass it off to number four, Will. That's Andrew Zizek. Zizek down the right lane. He'll have to hold up at the right wing. Pass to number 23, J.D. Trout, down the right lane. He'll pass it off to Bo Hun to the high post. Pass off the left side, around the perimeter, down to 1 minute left here in the third quarter. Trout will go up for two. Reverse behind his back, layup for two. Number 23 with that two-point shot. J.D. Trout making it 38-18, down to 45 seconds left here for three. Drew Hosterman, 41-18. Back-to-back threes for Drew Hosterman with 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 41-18, Croswell Lexington. Cross-court pass left side to the left corner. Stolen away by Kolakovich with the steal. He'll go it up the right lane for two, misses it. Rebound down to 20 seconds left for Emily City. They have possession to Bo Hun with 15 seconds to go here. He'll go right through, and he'll be fouled, apparently. Fans want to travel, but it would be a foul on Croswell. They have six fouls. He'll go to the line for the one and one, I believe, unless it was a shooting foul. That's the second foul, number 22. Landon Butler. First free throw good by Bo Hun, making it 41-19. 12 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw attempt by Bo Hun of Emily City. That went up and good. 41-20. Croswell Lexington inbounds pass. Full court pressure by Emily City. Down to 8 seconds here in the third quarter. 41-20. Looking for a last second shot. And over and back with 3 seconds to go. Turnover will be Emily City with 2.1 seconds. And a chance to get a last second shot. And they'll call a timeout. We'll be right back. All right, inbounds pass here with 2.1 seconds left in the third quarter. And Croswell Lexington will steal it at the end of the third, 41-20. Croswell Lexington leading at the end of the third quarter, 41-20 against Emily City here at Croswell Lexington High School. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Croswell Lexington with possession. Whistle is called. We'll see who it's called on. It'll be, looks like last touched by Emily City. So is it rolled out of bounds? It'll be Croswell Lexington ball as we open up. 7:50 to go here in the fourth. It's 41-20. Croswell Lexington leading. Hosterman goes up for two. It does not roll in. Putback attempt by number four, Donovan McDonald. Last touch as it goes out of bounds. It'll be Imlay City ball. 7:42 to go here, 41-20. Crowds will extend as we open up the fourth quarter. That's Bo Hunt turns it over, trying to get the pass over to Tyler Preece to the left corner. That was from the left wing. Turnover, Imlay City. And it'll be Croswell Lexington ball. Trey Kolakovich coming down with the dribble. Being defended by Bohan from the high post, left side. Back to Trey Kolakovich. Over to the right corner. Looking at a three, Mitchell Geiger. He'll do a head fake. We have a travel called on Croswell. We'll be right back. Imlay City with missed shots. Croswell Lexington gets a rebound and a turnaround jumper by number two, Mitchell Geiger, for two. First point scored here in the fourth quarter. It's 43-20, 6.5 to go here. Long shot for three by Imlay City. Shot is waved off. That was number three with a shot. Will Kiesler goes out of, looks like a foul away from the ball, fighting for the rebound. It'll be a Croswell Lexington ball. That's the third foul, number 23, J.D. Trout. Six fouls apiece. From the baseline, Croswell Lexington, full court pressure applied by Imlay City Spartans. 43-20, Croswell Lexington with the lead. 6:18 to go in the game here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Our next game will be Marlette Sandusky girls basketball next week. Trey Kolakovich. Pass off to McDonald for three. He sinks it in from just off the top of the point to the left side. 46-20, a three-point shot, and they steal it right back from Imlay City. 5:54 to go. Kolakovich for three. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Put back attempt by McDonald. He is fouled. No, apparently. He'll be on Croswell Lexington. To 45, 47 to go. Seven fouls for Croswell Lexington. And I think they have to take their free throws instead of the inbounds pass here. The seven fouls. I think the coaches are asking about that. Stolen away by Croswell all by himself. Up for the layup for two. Good. Trevor Soul, 48-20. 5.5 to go in the game. Imlay City back with it. And Croswell Lexington just had command of this game so far since the 1:25 mark in the first quarter when they took the lead 10-8. Spin around jumper for two, and it rolls in for Palauzic. 48-22. 5:08 to go. 5 points for him in the second half. Croswell Lexington comes down with it. Under five to go in the game, 48-22. 26-point lead. Largest lead was 28 in this quarter. Kolakovich with it. He'll go to the left wing up top. Now to the right side. Hosterman down the right lane. He'll lay it up for two. No good. Had a good open look for it. Rebound, Imlay City. Bounce pass to Palauzic. Palauzic will go for a layup. He is fouled from behind. And he'll go to the free throw line. One out of two for Palauzic with his free throws. Made the first one. The second one was a miss. High post shot for Kolakovich with a miss. Imlay City picks up the rebound defensively for the Spartans with possession. They're down 48-23. Three-point shot from the top of the point. No good by number 23, J.D. Trout. Rebound, Croswell Lexington with 4 minutes to go in the game. 48-23. Zach Kretsch with it at the left wing. To the top of the point to Trey Kolakovich. Kolakovich will slowly look around looking for an open man. Bounce pass, trying to post up is Kretsch. He will. Takes a shot for two. He is fouled. And he'll go to the line. That's the seventh foul for Imlay City. That's the fourth foul for number 23, J.D. Trout. 48-23. 3:40 to go. First free throw good by Zach Kretsch. 49-23. 3:40 to go. Second free throw good. 50-23. Zach Kretsch making his free throws in this second half. 3:34 to go. Laying it up from the left lane. Good for number 24. Xander Nash for two. For Emily City, it's 50-25. 3:20 to go in the game. Croswell Lexington leading. Almost losing the ball. He'll pick it and save it. Kalakovich just below the free throw line for two. No good. Rebound picked up by Emily City, number 23. J.D. Trout, long pass to Palauzic down the baseline for two. A floater, no good, but a putback by Trout. It will roll and roll in. He finally drops, 50-27. 2:53 to go in the game. Kretsch over to number 30 in the game, Bradley Jacobs. Shot for three. Kretsch from the left corner. Good. 53-27. Timeout called by Croswell. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeouts, some substitutions coming in here for Croswell Lexington. They lead 53-27, letting some of these players get some playing time. Well-deserved three-point shot by Xander Nash from the left wing. No good. Loose ball picked up. Croswell Lexington trying to hustle for it. It'll be a jump ball. Number 22 for Croswell, Landon Butler, along with number 23, J.D. Trout. Coming in as number 45, the big man, Samuel Vanderby. In for number 30, Bradley Jacobs. Over 6 foot, that's for sure, for Vanderby. Inbounds pass for Emily City underneath their own basket. Xander Nash with it. He'll go around to the point. 2:15 to go, 53-27. Croswell Lexington with the lead. Dribble over to Palauzic to Bo Hund. Three-point shot for number 24, Xander Nash. No good. Fighting for the rebound is picked up by Croswell Lexington's number 5, Brandon Soule. Also on the floor, number 22, Landon Butler. Number 11, Drew Hosterman. Along with number 21, Caleb Bussey. For Croswell Lexington. 1:44 to go here, 53-27. Vanderby with it. He'll go to the glass. Post up, realizes he can go for the shot. He'll be fouled, and I thought it was all ball. And so did number 23, J.D. Trout. Must have caught a hand, apparently. Trout will come out. He doesn't want to get heated. Coming in is number 30, Isaac Summer, the freshman. A true freshman here for Emily City on the floor. As Croswell Lexington has brought out their subs also. 1:38 to go and to the free throw line. Vanderby misses that one. Had a chance to get some points. Samuel Vanderby with his second free throw attempt. That was a shooting foul. Eight fouls each for Croswell Lexington and Emily City. Second free throw up. Hits the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Emily City. 1:35 to go in the game. Emily City with the ball. Going for three, the freshman. He is fouled in the left corner. And he'll go for three. Vanderby bumping him. Coach Campbell not happy about that. Wants some good, clean play, but number 30, Isaac Summer, go to the free throw line. We'll be right back. Isaac Summer makes two out of three free throws and a layup for two after a couple of missed shots by Croswell Lexington. Number 24, Xander Nash makes it to make it 53-31. Coming down to 1 minute left in the game. To the top of the point, down the left lane, up for a layup. Xander Nash makes another back-to-back shots. Making it 53-33, 20-point lead down to 50 seconds. Layup for two, right down the right lane for number 11, Drew Hosterman. for two, 55-33. Down to 36 seconds to go here in the game. Croswell Lexington with the lead. This much time, they're likely going to get this, obviously, the win. Stolen it away by Croswell Lexington. Picked up by number 20. James Krampitz to the right corner to number 21. Caleb Bussey. Bussey will throw it over to number 11, Drew Hosterman. Missed shot from the top of the point for number 5. Brandon So goes out of bounds. 11 seconds to go here in the game. 55-33. Croswell Lexington leading. Down to 9 seconds. Emily City ball. Up top to Xander Nash. To Palauzic. Palauzic will go to the paint. Look away pass to Xander Nash for 3. Top of the point. Last second shot. No good. 55-33 is your final score. Croswell Lexington moves to 8-2 overall. 10 games in. Another league win and a big one. 55-33, your final score. Your post-game report coming up here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Croswell Lexington winning 55-33. I'll be right back. All right, welcome back on WBGV 92.5 FM. Final score, 55-33. Your final score, Croswell Lexington getting the win over Emily City. Emily City led early in the first quarter of this game. At one point, it was 7-2. But then with 1:25 to go, a three-point shot by Croswell Lexington took the lead. 10-8 as they chipped away, tied it up in the second at the 7:20 mark. Was Emily City to tie it up. And then Croswell Lexington took back the lead with 6:15 to go, 12-10. Extended their lead also. Onto this victory, a big league win here for them. At the end of the first quarter, it was 10-8, Croswell Lexington. At the half, 25-12. They really tore it up there with some scoring, limiting the Spartans only 4 points. Croswell Lexington scoring 15 themselves. Then 41-20 at the end of the third quarter, just allowing 8 points and 16 points scored by Croswell Lexington in that big third quarter. And then 14 more points in the fourth, 13 for Emily City, the final 55-33. Your leading scorers for Emily City, unofficially. And Greg Palauzic had 8 points. 8 points for Bo Hund. 6 points for Xander Nash, and that was all in the second half. We also had 4 points for J.D. Trout. That was also in the second half. 2 points for, 2 points for Caleb DeBakke, and then 2 points for Isaac Summer. For Emily City. Free throws taken by Emily City. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 free throw attempts. And they made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 16 for free throws for Emily City. That's their leading scores for Emily City, and when we come back, we'll have your leading scores for Croswell Lexington. 55-33, Croswell Lexington with a win over Emily City. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Our post-game report for Croswell Lexington, 14 free throw attempts. They made 8 out of 14 free throw attempts. Leading scorer was Zach Kretsch. 17 points in this game, second leading scorer. Number 2, Mitchell Geiger with 11 points. 8 points for Drew Hosterman, all in the second half. Trey Kolakovich had 6 points all in the second half. He was pulled out early in the first quarter after having 2 fouls, but Croswell Lexington did a pretty good job of taking care of things without him also. Let me see, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, 11 points for Mitchell Geiger. He had 11 points. Donovan McDonald with 6 points also. Trevor Sowa, 4 points. James Krampitz with 3 points also for the Crosby-Lexington Pioneers. These are unofficial stats that I have. We have the final stats, of course. Check your San Lake County News, your Port Huron Times Herald also, and all your local papers, Sandusky Tribune. And, of course, tune in to Sports Line. Come your way Monday for a recap on this game and other games that happened this past week with Mike Gallagher and myself on Monday Sports Line on WMIC, AM 660 and 95.3 FM, starting at 5:30 p.m. For Sports Lines, we get back into the groove of high school basketball. League game here for Croswell, getting the big win. Again, your leading scorer, Zach Kretsch, with 17 points for the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers. Good job. Just a feisty defense by Croswell-Lexington, able to recover in the first quarter to take that lead with 1:25 to go. Kretsch with that three-pointer to fire up the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers and added more horses to the wagons and pulled away against the Spartans. So they move now to 8-2 overall, almost near the midway point, and they'll have a big game on the road at Richmond. That'll be on the 19th. I do believe that will be a Thursday night game. I'll have to double check that for sure, but I believe that's going to be a Thursday at Richmond. That'll be their only game, looks like, of the week also. Now for Emily City, they fall to 4-5 overall. Their next game will be on the 19th also at North Branch. And that will be a road game also for Emily City to try to bounce back. But congrats to the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers getting a big win here on their home court against the Emily City Spartans. Our next game of coverage, we are projected to cover the girls' basketball game. We get back to a girls' and a boys' basketball game. We're going to decide on the boys' basketball game, likely to be on a Friday night. But girls' basketball, very important Greater Thumb East showdown. Marlette up against Sandusky. Coach Al DeMont last week, 798 wins all-time, winningest coach in the state of Michigan. And he added another one this week also, make that 799 for Al DeMont. Very cool to see that happen at USA. All right, so, yeah, it looks like the next game will be at Richmond for Croswell and then home on the 24th against North Branch, a rematch against Armadas on January 27th on a Friday night here at Croswell-Lexington. Croswell-Lexington moves to 9-2 overall. Emily City falls to 4-5. 8-2 overall. That's 8-2 for Croswell-Lexington. Final score, 55-33. Croswell-Lexington with the win over Emily City. I want to thank all our sponsors for tuning in tonight here on WBGV 92.5 FM, streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. A big shout-out to the athletic director here, Jeff Kozel at Croswell-Lexington. I'm Eddie Fury. Thank you for tuning in to high school basketball action, high school sports on WBGV 92.5 FM.